This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, January 14th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Sites captures more fiscal runoff. Warren peppers Bessent with questions and more opposition to RFK Jr. Fed awards Sites another $129 million. The Interior Department has tapped into federal infrastructure dollars to allocate an additional $129 million to the proposed Sites Reservoir project. In total, the federal government has committed $646 million to the $3 billion storage project. In exchange, Sites would support the Bureau of Reclamation's water operations, such as supplying freshwater flows to sustain sensitive fish populations. California plans to award $874 million to Sites through Proposition 1 funding approved in 2014. Last week, the Sites Project Authority initiated the bidding process for constructing the reservoir and roads. Fritz Durst, who chairs the board of directors, called it a critical milestone as Sites progresses from planning to construction. In the meantime, the San Luis Delta Mendota Water Authority is celebrating $125 million in federal infrastructure funding for raising BF Sisk Dam to expand the reservoir. Warren presses Bessent on policy positions ahead of hearing. Senate Finance Committee member Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts is demanding answers from Trump's election for Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent about how he plans to cut U.S. budget deficit, preserve the independence of U.S. agencies, and fund Trump's tax cuts and tariff plans. Bessent, an investor and hedge fund manager, hasn't had a high-profile career in public office, Warren said in a 31-page letter with 180 questions. So, Warren is requesting clarification on Bessent's policy positions before the panel votes on his confirmation. A hearing is scheduled for Thursday. The Massachusetts senator said the answers, quote, will be critical to assessing how you plan to lead the Treasury Department. Rice producers. Dominican Republic is violating trade commitments. U.S. rice producers are accusing the Dominican Republic of violating its commitments under a regional free trade agreement. President Luis Abinader signed an decree last month to protect the domestic rice industry. Its measures establish a tariff rate quota for U.S. rice imports that allow 23,300 metric tons to enter each year duty-free. Any additional imports will face a 99% tariff. Under the Dominican Republic Central America Free Trade Agreement, the country was expected to fully open its market to U.S. rice on January 1st, that after a 17-year tariff and quota phase-out period. It's frustrating to see yet another country slide back on its commitments and negatively impact U.S. rice exporters, said Bobby Hanks. He's chair of the USA Rice International Trade Policy Committee. The Dominican Republic is self-sufficient in rice but faces high production costs. UN Comtrade data shows the U.S. exported more than $32 million of rice in 2023 when it had a quota of just over 18,000 metric tons. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Environmental Research Group pushes Senate to oppose Kennedy. An environmental research group is urging the Senate to oppose Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s confirmation as Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services, that over concerns he could wreak havoc on U.S. agriculture. The Breakthrough Institute sending a letter today to Senate leaders John Thune and Chuck Schumer, urging them to oppose Kennedy's nomination. Specifically, the group takes issue with Kennedy's critical stance on pesticides and genetically modified crops. At the helm of HHS, Kennedy would have little authority to regulate pesticides. Still, the group writes that he could more strictly enforce residue limits, impose testing requirements, or pressure EPA to deny new pesticide registrations. Additionally, the group is concerned Kennedy could prioritize initiatives like expanding safety assessments that slow biotechnology innovation or curb the use of existing genetically modified crops and livestock. Given his stated vision for the future of food and farming, placing Mr. Kennedy at the head of HHS would wreak havoc on U.S. agriculture, the group says in the letter, by hamstringing technological advances and crucial inputs key to the maintenance of U.S. agriculture abundance and global competitiveness. He will make life harder for agricultural producers, decrease food production, and increase food prices for American consumers. Here's the state of play. The Senate will begin confirmation hearings this week for several of incoming President Donald Trump's cabinet nominees. Kennedy's hearing has not yet been set, but the nominee spent last week meeting with both Republican and Democratic senators. Here's today's final word. I'm encouraged that Governor Newsom heard our calls to take action on the LA wildfires in a special session. That state Senate Minority Leader Brian Jones responding to Governor Gavin Newsom's $2.5 billion funding proposal for wildfire recovery. Jones, however, chastised Newsom for lumping it into a session on building a Trump war chest. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, January 14th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.